We just want to take this opportunity to share with you about the full-time training in Anaheim.
Amen.
I think a lot of you have heard much, heard about FTTA. Some may have never heard of the term FTTA. So we just want to present to you what the full-time training is in a very brief way, and also mainly to give you our testimony of how the Lord has brought us to the training and kind of our experience in the training as well.
Amen.
So my name is Tim Dong. I'm sent from the church in Phoenix, and I just graduated from the full-time training, the extension in Boston. So the training was established back in 1989. And what it is a two-year post-grad program and also a optional third-year extension program in Boston. And the purpose of the training is just to produce normal, functioning members in the body of Christ.
Amen.
You know, the training is just to produce normal Christians. And actually what I appreciated, that it's not a seminary, it's not divinity school, but it's a sweet atmosphere where we can pursue Christ.
Amen.
And actually, we're pursuing Christ with those around us.
Amen.
Who dearly love the Lord.
Amen.
And from our message last night, I just love that, you know, the Lord has promised that he will return.
Amen.
He will come back.
Amen.
Well, I also appreciated what the Lord is after. It's not so much a time. He's not looking for a time when he's going to come back, but he's looking for a group of people. Right, he wants his bride to be prepared.
Amen.
And the training is a good opportunity for us to be prepared as his bride.
Amen.
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 So there's mainly four items in the training. They call it the four pillars in the training. So just in a very brief way, I just want to present that to you. First, we get into the truth.
Amen.
We get into the Bible.
Amen.
Actually, we dive into the Bible.
Amen.
You know, the Bible is a book of life, but it's also a divine love story. So when we're getting into the truth, what we're seeing is we're seeing the Bible in God's point of view. And actually, what I've appreciated was as we're getting into the Word in this way, we're touching God's heart.
Amen.
What is on the heart of our Lord?
Amen.
As we're getting more into the Word in this way, we're actually being attracted by the Lord.
Amen.
So not only that, you know, we get into the Word to know the Lord, but also we're experiencing the Lord as life.
Amen.
You know, I appreciate in this training, we get a chance to develop our personal, affectionate morning time with the Lord.
Amen.
Well, in the full-time training, you get 2 years.
Amen.
And even 3 years.
Amen.
To practice, to develop such a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And this way, I appreciate also, this is an opportunity, right, for us to hasten the Lord's return. What the Lord is after is a group of young people who will love him, who will seek him.
Amen.
And the training provides such an environment for us to seek him in such a way.
Amen.
Also, we get the opportunity to go out and preach the gospel.
Amen.
We get to care for the students. We get to care for our friends. And we get to share the good news to all the ones around us. And we get
Amen.
To learn how to present our Lord, our wonderful Lord, to others.
Amen.
And also, we get trained in our character. In our character, many times we need to be perfected and trained in this way so that we can be useful for the Lord.
Mm.
So the Lord can use us so that he can return.
Amen.
So in just a brief way in the training, there's much more. But what we want to do now is just to share with you our personal experiences of how the Lord has led us to the training.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Stacy Boswell, and I was sent to the training from the church in San Francisco. A little background about myself. I wasn't born into a Christian family. My parents aren't believers, but praise the Lord, I had a Christian babysitter.
Amen.
And so my babysitter preached the gospel to me when I was probably about 7 years old, and I received the Lord. And from that time on, I was a really strong believer, but I chose to go to church when I felt like it, and I went to youth groups when I felt like it, if my friends were going, and I definitely kept God in a little box in my life. I was also really preoccupied with other things, sports and academics. So it wasn't until college that I really became seeking, because I stopped playing softball, which was something that I grew up doing. And I was in San Francisco, which is a really scary city for someone who's from a little suburb like I'm from. And I didn't want to fall into the wrong crowd. So I decided that I would sign up for the Christian clubs on my campus. And what ended up happening was I was meeting with Christian students on my campus, but I didn't like the group meetings because I didn't like the calling on the Lord, and I didn't like the music, and I didn't like anything about what was happening. I preferred the other club, but luckily there were some full-timers on my campus who just chose me, who picked me out, and they just kept pursuing me. So I was meeting with a couple of them personally for Bible studies. And during that time, the Lord, I should probably speed this up. Okay, so the Lord revealed to me that I had a human spirit and that he had a heart's desire, and he really opened my eyes to see things in the Bible that I had never seen before, even though I had been a Christian for so long. But still, God was in a box, and I would not allow him into all the areas of my life. But right when I touched the church life and I was poisoned and I thought all these things, but then eventually the Lord, answered all my questions, and I saw, Lord Jesus, I guess the point. So because of the testimonies of my full-timers, I decided that I wanted to go to the full-time training, like, right in the beginning of my coming into the church life, because I had never met people who loved the Lord the way they did, who knew the Word the way they did, and who could open the Word to me that way. And I just aspired to be the same. Okay, Lord Jesus, I aspired to be the same as they were. Unfortunately, I didn't know how to let the Lord out of the box. So my Christian life in college was kind of up and down and here and there, and I wasn't willing to really allow the Lord in. And so I started to realize that I really needed to go to the full-time training, because I was really burdened for specific people in my life, but because my living didn't really match my inward reality, there was no way for me to be a proper minister of life. So I came to the full-time training against the wishes of my parents, because my parents have some concepts about the Lord's recovery, and so they basically alienated me and cut me out of their life for a short time. But hallelujah, I received the supply from the body.
Amen.
I learned how to open this situation with my parents. Specifically in the training, I learned how to open my burdens to the body in every way, with my gospel partner, on my team, at the prayer meetings, with my roommates, in any place. I would just open this matter about my parents to them. So even though I wasn't in communication with my parents, the Lord did a lot. And what ended up happening was, because my parents were having some personal problems with each other, they decided that they needed to reach me again. And this is all just through the prayer. And they came to visit me at the training about a month before the term ended. So I guess my encouragement to you is that, it may seem that there are some impossible obstacles, or even, you don't want to disappoint your parents, but actually for us to pursue the Lord is the best thing that we can do for the people that we really love and care about. And really, when we give ourselves and consecrate ourselves to the Lord, he really takes care of all of our family members and all of the external factors that concern us.
Hi, my name is Tim. I just finished my second term, and I'm sent from the church in Cerritos. I grew up in the church life, just like a lot of you guys here. But I was always in the back row. I was always on my phone or messing around in the back. I was the backsliding church kid. But I was forced by my parents to go through all the conferences and all the meetings. Until I went to high school, eventually I drifted away from the church life. I stopped. When I have a car, I would drop my sister off at the meeting and now took off. I stopped meeting eventually. In my early college years, I completely stopped meeting. Until I transferred to university, somehow the full-timers in the university found me. They tracked me down and they found me. And they really persevered over a period of, I would say, about 6 months to a whole year to bring me slowly back to the church life with a lot of food and boba. They lured me in. And I came back to the church life. And then it was really about 4 years ago, a full-timer that would not stop talking to me until I came to the college training. He wouldn't let me go until I said, yes, I will come to the college training. So about 4 years ago here, I really touched the Lord first time in my life in a genuine way. Amen. My parents' God became my God. Amen. And it was during that time I consecrated myself for the Lord.
Amen.
And then I forgot that prayer. But then the Lord remembered.
Amen.
He remembered my prayer every single time that I run into a crossroad in my life. Whether I would choose the Lord, I would choose the world. The Lord would remind me that prayer. And then He kept that prayer for me. He is faithful to open the way.
Amen.
And eventually I graduated my university and I came to the training.
Amen.
And it's been wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My name is Melody and I'm sent from Raleigh, North Carolina, but I serve in Cyprus. And I just finished my first term in the training. And also, like many of you, I am a church kid, and I was a good church kid. So I went to many meetings, and I heard many speakings, but personally, the Lord wasn't so real to me. And, oh, Lord Jesus. So I just am so thankful to the Lord that He was faithful to draw me at the right time. In college, I had the opportunity to come to these college trainings and to the biannual trainings. And at those times, I saw all the young people who were my age, and they loved the Lord, like genuinely loved the Lord. It wasn't like they were faking it, but they really loved the Lord. And so I was so encouraged, and that just put an aspiration in my being. Just, I want to be like that. And at one of the one college training that really touched me was the man of God training. And at that training, the brother brought out the verse 2 Timothy 2:4. No one serving as a soldier entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please the one who enlisted him.
Amen.
So through this verse, I really saw that, you know, the Lord, we have so many practical things that we have to take care of, right? As students, we have to take care of our families, our homework, and we still want to live a Christian life, right? But, oh, Lord, those things have to be centered on Christ.
Amen.
Right? We have to go to school for Christ. Amen. We're not getting a job for ourselves to, you know, live our own life, but we have to be centered on Christ.
Amen.
And even the enemy uses these things to entangle young people. You know, we're so consumed with taking care of our daily living. So I was so impressed that the brother exposed the enemy to me, that these small matters really matter to the Lord, you know?
Amen.
So anyway, I was still living and I backslid, you know, I lived my own life in senior year, but when people started looking for jobs and applying to grad school, I really touched the vanity and the emptiness of human life without the Lord. You know, we always get to a point and then we have to make a decision, right? Is it going to be this or that? And I was just touched that it has to be for Christ, or else it's vanity, it's emptiness, right? There's no satisfaction in just doing it for ourselves. So I didn't know what I was going to do, honestly, after I graduated, but the Lord gave me a job, and during that time I was working, he allowed me to just dive back into the church life. I went to the prayer meetings, and at those prayer meetings, the Lord really infused me with His heart.
Amen.
His heart became my heart.
Amen.
And I started also taking care of some college-age sisters, and I saw that my going on is so important for their going on. I had to progress so that they could progress.
Amen.
So my training, I just realized I had to go to the training. It wasn't a question anymore. And so the Lord was so faithful. He provided two other sisters for me to go with.
Amen.
And I guess my testimony to you is that we just have to stay open to the Lord.
Amen.
Stay open to His timing. You know,
Amen.
He is God and He's good at being God. So
Amen.
Let Him be God.
Amen.
Just stay open to Him, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
My name is Yilin Xiao, and I grew up in Taiwan with a Buddhist background. So without I knowing, the Lord planted the seed. And when I came to the U.S., I went to Austin, Texas for the school. So when I went there, and then I was pursue the education, but I didn't know the Lord had a higher goal. Actually, he catch me to for pursue his God economy. And so anyway, I was be catched by the thing was the universal love there. There was so love, and then so I be catched by the campus there. So in gradually, and I came to the church life, and then slowly, and then and the Lord's patient. And then after that, my mother, and then she received the Lord and baptized, and then my brother and the other brother, and then my cousin and my dear friend. And then they one by one, and then they come into the church life. And then so I was a new one, so I will have no idea how to feed them. So they have a lot of questions they will ask me. So I will start to, because they asked me, so I start reading more revival, and I start to read a ministry book. And that's why I start to grow in Christ. And because the new one behind me, they are kind of, you know, pursuer. And then so, and until the time, and I have I feel like going back fast, and then I cannot even handle it. So I feel like the Lord spoke to me and said, maybe you should go to the full-time training. But because I was stubborn, so I was still like, I still have a normal going life, you know, so I enjoy bare fruit. I have normal reading, and then you know, I still eating the Lord, but I was so stubborn. So I was in until the one day, the Lord spoke to me in the conference. The conference was, talking about the Lord second coming back, the Lord coming back. And then in the, this is the M or H. And then if we don't consecrate now and when. So if we don't do now, when is the opportunity? If it's missing, you don't know when the Lord will call you again. So I realized, wow, if we don't consecrate now, we don't know later we have energy, or we don't know we have a health condition, or we don't know we may make family situation or financial situation. All the situation might come in later. So if we don't consecrate now, and we don't get opportunity to pull up, to give it to the Lord, but when we're going to have the time, we don't know. And so the brother was saying, don't think about consecrate later, because you don't know you have this opportunity or not. If the Lord calling you, you should answer now and respond now. If you don't respond now, the Lord might call you after 10 years or after 20 years or never call you again. So if the Lord have something spoke to you, come to full-time training, and you are not so sure, you can pray about it and then come to short-term for the 1 week and to visit. And then if you have a burden to come, just open yourself to the Lord and more fellowship with the older body. The Lord will provide the way that you come. And then because I don't know, so that's why I come into full attention. It's so enjoyable. Amen. And also my mother now in middle age training, and my brother living in the brother house. So I feel like the Lord provide everything. Amen. So if you trust the Lord, just open yourself to Him.
Amen. Lord, my name's Steve. I'm from Pleasanton, California. And so actually I didn't get to experience the church life until after college. So I didn't come into the church life until 2 months after I graduated. So in many ways, I felt like my college years were wasted. I did get saved in college, and I did love the Lord, but I didn't get to preach the gospel to my peers. I didn't have that burden. I didn't develop much spiritual muscle. So I felt like my college years were just wasted. They were wasted on worldly enjoyment. And in a sense, it was like the years that the locust ate. But praise the Lord, when I touched the church life, I discovered and experienced that the Lord can restore and recover the years that have been wasted. Amen. So praise the Lord. I touched a church life, and then 3 weeks after I touched a church life, a brother told me about the full-time training. And as soon as he was telling me about it, I was hungry for the truth. So I knew I wanted to be there because I heard that it was a place full of the truth, full of light, full of the word, and full of fellowship. Amen. So I wanted to be there, and so I set my heart to go, but I decided to short-term. I decided to stay a week shortly after touching the church life, and that week was incredible, and I really enjoyed it. Amen. And I had before I had a want to go there, and then I knew I had to be there after I short-termed and saw it for myself. So I kind of became obsessed with this idea of I need to be ready for the training. Because I was a new one in the church life. So I decided that, I need to read all the recommended reading. I need to get more into the truth, get more constituted. But through the fellowship, I came to understand that I just needed to present myself an open vessel. Amen. Just give the Lord the room to work in me.
Amen.
And so, yeah, praise the Lord. I decided to come. Things moved really quickly. I quit my full-time job and I did a late application and I got in, and praise the Lord, it's been the most enjoyable time, and there's no other place I'd rather be on earth.
Amen. Hi everyone, I'm Priscilla Herrera and I'm sent by the church in Berkeley. So I'm not a church kid, but I do happen to be a pastor's kid. So instead of raising me in the church life as a CK, the Lord decided to raise me in the denominational church as a PK. So I touched the church life when I was a college student at Berkeley. And it was at Berkeley that I found out that I have a human spirit, and I was able to pursue the Lord in a very fresh, living way.
Amen.
Towards the end of my junior year, there was something that happened that kind of exposed the reason for why I was living. And I saw that the reason why I was living was mostly for myself, pursuing after my own things. And so when the Lord showed that to me, throughout my entire senior year, he touched me to give my life to the Lord, to become a useful vessel to him. And the best way to start, I guess, was to go right after I graduated from college.
Amen.
So I went to the training after I graduated, thinking that I was just going to equip myself to become a useful vessel to the Lord. So I just finished my second term. It was in my second term that I realized that if I still hold on to my natural man and everything that I am and everything that I have, then I can't be useful to the Lord, because the Lord has nothing to do with anything that is natural. All he wants is resurrection and his Christ.
Amen.
So, throughout the Lord's arrangement, like through my gospel partner, my teammates, my housemates, my roommates, he was able to pull out some things in my being that I don't want other people to see, but the Lord just pulled it out because he wanted me to see very clearly that this is the person that you are, this is the person that you think you are, and this is the person that you actually are. And in order for you to be in my building, you need to see that you are absolutely nothing but sin. And you need to know that you really, really, really need me. So I know that I really, really, really need the Lord, and that I am absolutely nothing without him, and that his building can only be built with Christ. I can't hold on to, like, the education that I received or the upbringing that I have. Like, everything that I am just needs to go. I guess, like, the main lesson that I learned my second term is that in order for you to see how gold and how precious God is, you need to see how black you are. And in the training, it's going to be really enjoyable. You're going to have all the supply. But at the same time, you're going to see, if your training is proper and if you're open to the Lord, you will see what you are. So praise the Lord that he is gold.
Amen.
My name is Stephanie. I'm sent from Irvine. I'm going into my fourth term. So I grew up in the church life in Southern California, with trainees around me, shepherding me, taking care of me all my life. So I looked up to them and I wanted to be like them. And so I wanted to come, and I consecrated myself to go many times. And I think one thing that I really am thankful for is the Lord's mercy. Just being simple and open and just presenting myself to him.
Amen.
So in my college years, I really treasured my college years because I entered right in to functioning, to taking care of the students. That's really important. When you enter into your college years, I think the first thing is to give yourself to the Lord. And so I entered into the coordination with the full-timers. Anyway, that was a really sweet time, but I also was exposed of how short I am, because the trainees and the full-timers are such patterns, and I saw that I needed to be trained, and actually the Lord needs a generation that is trained to bring him back.
Amen.
And so through some blending trips, I realized that this ministry, our ministry is so rich, and we should not take it for granted. This ministry is body building, bride preparing, and this ministry is bringing the Lord back.
Amen.
So we need to give ourselves to dive into this ministry and this word, right?
Amen.
And the best place is the training.
Amen.
And so I set myself to go after I finished college, and that's what I did. I think one of the most important things is just to be simple. Our God is a simple God. There's this portion in the ministry on the attributes of God being simple. And I just want to read it real quick. It says, no matter how God may feel about us at a particular time, he is always simple with us.
Amen.
Imagine what would happen to us if God were not simple and if he thought about us in a complicated way. Would you like God to consider your situation and examine you in a complicated way? None of us would find favor by God if he were to deal with us in this way. But because of God's simplicity, his singleness, we have received unreserved blessings from him all the time.
Amen.
So we just need to be simple and present ourselves. And so my experience in the training has been to become a buildable member of his body. Like Priscilla said, he can't build with our natural man. But he wants to build himself into us, to build us up into his bride.
Amen.
So my name is Felipe, and I'm sent from the church in Los Angeles. And I have three main things I kind of want to emphasize. The first is, so I grew up in a church life, and I kind of always knew I wanted to come to the training. Although I think at some point in my life I was in denial, but I always wanted to come. Praise the Lord. I'll just skip. So I went to at school in LA, and then I graduated, or I was my senior year. But I had many concepts of what the training was. I had many, you know, like, I just always thought it was a big mystery that happened over there and no one ever wants to talk about it. Right? I mean, that's just how I felt. And I couldn't be any more wrong, right? And I like what Steve shared about short-terming. Right? I mean, how much, you get to come and live a week or however long you want in the training. There's nothing to hide. You can come and see. But I just had all these concepts that, anyways, this is a horrible place over there that everyone goes to. But anyways, forget all your concepts. Come short term and you'll see. I was about to graduate, from college. And, the second point is Satan knows when you consecrate yourself, and he knows that he doesn't want to lose you, and he'll bring whatever he can into your life to grab you and not let you go. So many times that comes in a way of a job offer, which came in my senior year, and it was the dream job, right? You know, great job, great. I was going to live with my friends. It was all set. But then, Lord Jesus,
amen.
I just prayed. I just prayed a lot. It took almost 6 months because I got it in like October of my senior year, and I didn't respond until March. But I prayed a lot, and actually I would encourage you all, if you're considering even a little bit, even if you're not considering, pray to the Lord, you know,
amen.
To make you open, to allow him the way to work in you, in your inward parts. So I prayed a lot, and I also fellowshipped a lot. And it took a long time for me to be clear. And actually, even towards the end, I wasn't exactly clear, but by faith, I chose to go to the training.
Amen.
And the main thing that attracted me, or that caused me to go to the training, is I didn't want to miss this opportunity.
Amen.
You know, that job is always going to be there. You know, that high pay is always going to be there. The world is always going to be there.
Right.
But these 2 years to get into the truth,
amen.
To give yourself to the Lord to be trained, might not always be there, right? So Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So I just felt like I couldn't risk missing this opportunity.
Amen.
So, and that brings me to my third thing, or point that I want to make, is that there is no other, how do I say this? There is never going to be as easy as in the training to get into the truths. I was considering going to work or going to the training, you know, I was just thinking about it. You think you're going to have, okay, right now I have about 10 to 11 hours a week to get into the high peak of the ministry, to get into the divine truths. Where else am I going to have that time? You think when I'm working 40 hours a week, I'm going to have time, 40 plus hours, I'm going to have time to get into the truths? Not like that, not that easy, right? So anyways, I'm just so thankful that I'm in the training, getting these truths into me, infused into me, right? Getting all the speaking from these brothers, you know, coming and speaking, infusing God into us, getting to go out and preach the gospel. It's awesome. It's awesome to be in the training. Amen. So there's been so many times in the term, I'm just kind of sit back, take a step back, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm able to do this right now. Amen. These 2 years are for the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for what He's doing in all of us.
Amen.
May we just remain open.
Amen.
Open for Him to work.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so I just want to, oh Lord Jesus, I just want to read this portion to you real quick. Amen. Oh Lord. Okay. By coming to the training as a young person, you will reap the maximum benefit.
Amen.
As the Lord will honor and remember your faithful seeking of His kingdom as your first priority.
Amen.
Okay, and then this next paragraph. The world will tell you that only fools will follow the Lord Jesus and serve Him, and that time spent in the full-time training will be a waste. However, to the Lord and those who see the eternal things, serving Him is the greatest privilege.
Amen.
God has called each one of us to accomplish His eternal purpose.
Amen.
To sacrifice your time, to rise up and cooperate with Him for His move on this earth, is the most reasonable response to His call.
Amen.
Many will testify that it can afford the greatest joy on the earth.
Amen.
So I guess our heart to you is that you would consider the training, take this to the Lord, and ask the Lord, Lord, what about the training?
Amen.
Lord, how about sending me to the training?
Amen.
Amen.